Welcome and what's up? This is the first ever episode one of the Gadgets and Geekery podcast. I'm your host, Madam Geekery. And again, I want to welcome you. I'm so glad you showed up. You paid attention to the advertising, the shameless advertising. But guess what? You're here. You're here. We're going to have a good time. Let me give you a little rundown on who I am. I'm a mother, and I'm the perfect mother, I believe, because I love cartoons. And I love candy, and my daughter loves me because of it. So, yes, I just recently got married, and I married a non-geek. So that's having its challenges, and we'll talk about that in future episodes. I've been in love with comic books since I was in elementary school. Let me tell you a little funny story about that. So when I was in elementary school, I had a friend, you know, his father left him this huge, like, moving box full of comic books. So, and this was in the summer of, I don't remember when, probably 92 or something like that. But yeah, we took all the comic books out of this moving box and just surrounded all the floors in the house with all these comic books. We were in love. So that's really, you know, what started my love of comic books. And you may be asking yourself, but why are you doing this podcast? I'm going to let you know why I'm doing this. First and foremost, I have always been an artist. I love art of all kinds. So, you know, I went to school for graphic design, and I wanted to go to the Savannah School of Art and Design for sequential art, but things, you know, kind of worked out the way that they did. And I ended up going to school in Atlanta, the Atlanta College of Art. And I just want to let you guys know, I am by no means a super geek. I am not an encyclopedia of comic book knowledge. I know what I know, and the rest I look up as it pertains to my interests. So please, ladies and gentlemen, do not blow up my DM if I get something incorrect. I'm just here to have fun. So please do not send me emails about, oh, you're a folk geek. You don't know what you're talking about. That is inaccurate. I just want to have fun. I just want to commune with you guys and talk about what's going on in the comic world, the anime world, the gaming world. And speaking of, yeah, I haven't been into gaming in a while. See, what had happened was I had a baby and I don't believe Zumba on the Wii constitutes gaming. But I digress. The main reason, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast is because I want to help and inform the new geeks, the ones with the yearning to learn. I think loving comics and wanting to know all you can comes from an appreciation of the characters, the character design, their stories, their struggles. So speaking of stories, let me tell you mine, my backstory. I know you're interested. Let me enlighten you to who Madam Geekery is. So, you know, from elementary to college, my life was dedicated to comics and gaming. I remember me and my mom, we would go down to the arcade downtown Dallas, in the West End, Dallas Alley area, and she would feed me quarters once the boys would finally let me play, you know, thinking that they could beat me, run me off because I'm a girl. And then I would eat their asses up. I would eat them alive. My mom was so proud. Because I would just, you know, one guy after another, then just taking them off the board. They, you know, juicing each other up like, man, get this girl off this game. She don't know what she doing. And then, you know, a couple of years later, when I finally went to college, college in Atlanta was basically like going to Oxford comic book shop and dorm room video game competitions down in the lobby of Lombardi Hall at the Atlanta College of Art. Shout out! Because, you know, I love my school. But anyway, so life basically got in the way of that love of comics and gaming. You know, financial stuff got in the way. Relationships and depression got in the way. Then I went back to art school. Then I had a daughter. Then I got married. And now here I sit with you, rekindling my love for the comic book world and my love for it. And I will be getting back into gaming soon, because like I said earlier, Nintendo Wii Zumba does not count. So that's a little bit about me. So at this time, I want to give a couple of shout outs to my Instagram family. I want to start with Jazzy Miyagi, your pal Mitch, Nerdy Girl Nation, Cindy B, Jazzy Radio Chica, Theodius Crane, Bobby Penn, and Vex Music. I just want to thank you guys for supporting me and egging me on and giving me helpful hints and, you know, just telling me, yes, you can do this. You can do this. So you guys, this is for you. So thank you again. Big ups. Follow these guys. They are amazing. Okay, with that out of the way, let's talk about this segment I like to call comics and character knowledge. Like I said, I'm out here to help everybody get their nerd learn on. So what we're going to talk about today is we're talking about Colonel Nicholas Joseph Nick Fury. Yeah, give it up, give it up, get up. I know y'all love him. So first, you know, he appeared in the Marvel Comics as Sergeant Fury, and he commanded a diverse band of soldiers known as the Howling Commandos in World War II. This came out around May 1963. They were dedicated to defeat the Axis powers and many other threats to the freedoms. My question is, where are they asses now? America is going through some stuff. But after the Howling Commandos, Fury did some espionage missions and then led the well-known spy group S.H.I.E.L.D. to fight against Hydra. We all know this, you know, so don't go booing me like she wasted my time. It's somebody out there that don't know, okay? All right, so Nick Fury also had a son, Nick Jr., who took his place, but not before Nick Sr. took the Infinity Formula to slow down his aging process. Years later, he passed the torch to his son. But let me give you a little bit of background on Nick Fury and his Howling Commandos. Okay, this is like the roll call. So Sergeant Nick Fury, you know, he was an expert in armed and unarmed combat. He was a heavyweight boxer. He holds a black belt in Taekwondo and a brown belt in Jiu-Jitsu. He's also a demolitions expert, and the list goes on. So his next man is Corporal Timothy Dum Dum Dugan. He was an expert marksman. Then we have Private Isidore Izzy Cohen, expert mechanic. Then we have Private Gabriel Jones. He was the first African American to serve in an integrated unit, and he was Nick's closest comrade. Then we have Private Dino Manelli, good at hand-to-hand combat. That's always great. We have Private Robert Rebel Ralston. He was a horseman and also skilled at using the lasso. I guess it's good with the ladies. We have Private Jonathan Junior Juniper. His death still haunts Nick to this day, but he was proficient with the use of many weapons. Private Percival Pinky Pinkerton. These names are something else. They tongue twisters. He was British, actually. And he used an umbrella as a weapon. Sounds like a little movie we know about. Then we have Private Eric Kogan. He was a Nazi defector, top-notch pilot, and talented in combat and espionage. So that's a little bit on Nick's resume from the past. Now, you know, present date, Nick started working over at S.H.I.E.L.D., the Supreme Headquarters, International Espionage Law Enforcement Division. And his current employment with S.H.I.E.L.D. is just too deep of a rabbit hole for me to get into in this podcast. I just really wanted to touch on a little bit of who Nick Fury is. But my main thing that I wanted to say about him that makes him such a powerful character is that this man has brains and brawn and technique and skill in his corner that makes him a powerful individual. And what's so crazy about that is he just has man-made talents and he can oversee superhumans. Do you see how big that is? It's people that could demolish him, but his brain power is so supreme that these people trust and believe in him to get the job done. And they let this man reign over them. I don't know. That's just me. I just think, you know, he's pretty phenomenal. And that's what I have to say on Mr. Nick Fury. Now, since I am a avid art lover, and I expressed that earlier, you know, I am an artist. I went to art school. I have a little segment called Badass Artists. So the artist that I want to spotlight on this podcast, his name, he goes by Chris Panda. His real name is Chris Mercier. He's currently located in Germany. He's French by birth. He does it all. Fashion, pop culture, Simpson tribute art, X-ray illustrations, pinup, and character redesigns. This man is amazing. I just found him by chance on Pinterest. And if you like the Funko Pop Toy brand, he's done some redesigns of his own of his characters from a little comic he named Wonderland Resistance. He has an amazing 44-page book illustrating all the women of the comic world in more modern and fashionable clothes. If you like the designs I posted on my Instagram, you can buy it for $10 on his blog. There's also a $30 book. His blog is blog.chris-panda.net. His Instagram is Chris Pandart. So that's C-H-R-I-S-P-A-N-D-A-R-T. Chris Panda also has a Kickstarter. So if you go to kickstarter.com, just search for Wonderland Resistance. It's a sci-fi fantasy comic adaptation of Alice in Wonderland, bringing you a badass heroine, a samurai cat, and a weird-looking robot. So if you are into that type of thing, I suggest you head right over to his Instagram. He has some amazing artwork. I just wish I had enough money to buy all of it. And speaking of robots, that brings me into my next segment, where I am talking about the comparisons of the TV show and comic book Humans on Sci-Fi and the comic book Alex and Ada. Speaking of humans, they're actually returning to sci-fi February 2017. And if you've never seen it before, basically it's about actual humans creating, manufacturing, and selling humanoid androids to be everything to humans, from caregivers, lovers, companions, and all of the above. The premise of the show is based around the fact that androids are waking up. They're becoming aware of themselves and their situations. And I'm here to tell you people, they're a little pissed. From some of the stuff that takes place on this show, you can see why they're pissed. And basically, the stars of the show are four androids and one human. The human guy was actually raised with the androids. So his father was working on a project to actually awaken the androids. I believe he had a problem with the use of the androids with the human race. So his son actually continued his work on, and they are on the run from an agency that does not want them to wake up, and they do not want them to wake up other androids. And pretty much it's the same principle of Alex and Ada. Alex is actually a young man. His grandmother gets him an android because he just broke up with his girlfriend. He's a recluse and she believes he needs some companionship. So basically the same thing happens to Ada. She goes into an AI chat room, and the androids actually ask her in so many words if she wants to be more than what she is, basically a servant of man. She says yes, and that's where their lives begin, on the run from another government agency that do not want androids to wake up. These are toys for adults, and the human race wants to keep it that way. So they're really insightful on not so much as the use of androids, but how humans are, when you take out the human element, how they can treat an item at this point. They believe androids are items. They're not, they have no feelings. They shouldn't have feelings. And however I want to treat this thing, it should be acceptable because it's not a human, but it's kind of borderline. And if you're waking up, you're an android, you have an awakening, you've been enlightened. They kind of should be treated like humans. They're in the form of humans. So it kind of teeters on the rights of androids. Should they be treated like humans? So if you're interested in that, you should run right down and pick that up. It's Alex and Ada, and you should watch Humans coming back to sci-fi February 2017. It's an amazing show, great actors, great show. It's never slow. It's a lot of action. It's a lot of thought. It's got some teenagers. They always mess up everything. So give it a look and let me know what you think. Now, this is the time that I have been waiting for. It is a long time coming because I advertised that I was going to do this podcast a while back. So all these amazing show premieres have come out, and just episode after episode, there's things that I want to talk about, but I didn't want to just send out like a 5 to 10 minute podcast right quick just to get that off my chest. So these are show quickies. Okay, the first one I want to jab at is The Walking Dead. So the season premiere came out, the season opener, and oh my god, I haven't like talked to my therapist in a year, but I had to call her after this show because why the hell did they have to kill Glenn and Abraham? Okay, everybody that reads The Walking Dead knows that Glenn was gonna die, but the creators at Walking Dead, they are always switching it up on us. So I didn't think they were gonna do it. Glenn is so loved. Like, that is what I thought it was going to be, a rating killer, but it's not. And, you know, I guess it wasn't that shock, that much of a shock, because people knew that he was going to die. He was on borrowed time. But, oh my God, it was so amazing. And his eye popped out and he was trying to talk to Maggie. And it was just, oh my God. I felt like a lump in my throat. And like, I had to pause it and like have a little cry, like lean up against the wall, let a tear come down, and then come back and sit on the edge of the bed. And just, you know, I couldn't take it. And then Abraham, oh, he was such a damn champ. This fool just said, suck my balls. You can take my life, but you're not going to take my pride. So suck these balls. I loved it. So it was amazing. Then the second episode, freaking King Ezekiel and the damn tiger, Shiva. I have been waiting to see that shit. And you know what? And I'm sorry. Yes, I said it. I cursed a little bit, but it's do that because it was so amazing. I love Cyborg playing King Ezekiel. And I know his name isn't Cyborg. It's Kari Payton. He is an amazing voice actor. He's been in anything and everything you can think of. Children's cartoons, video games, just every freaking thing. So to see his face and his voice come together on The Walking Dead playing this like majestic character with a freaking tiger, I will never get over that. It is amazing. And everybody's talking about him and Carol being together. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I know, you know, all these memes have been going around about you got to check, you got to taste this pomegranate. I know you said you wanted some chocolate and here I am with my tiger. But no, I don't see it happening. Then the third episode with freaking Daryl just being ran through the grinder. I'm like, but this dude is a champ. He is such a champ because no matter what, when Negan asked him, what is your name? This fool basically in so many words just said, my name is Daryl Damn Dixon. I don't know what you've been told, but I'm here to tell you. You may have stolen these people's identities and names, but I am who I am. And again, you can kill me, but you will not take my pride. I am just loving it. I'm loving it all. I am loving it. The fourth episode, freaking Rick. He is like crumbling. He is no longer a man. He is like a shell. Not even a shell. Shell is a little hard. He is like putty. I don't know. He should just crawl up under a rock and just be like, I'm sorry, y'all. I tried. It's over. And dang, Negan, man, he just know how to spit you out. It's something about him. Every time he's on the screen, I have to pause the television and like punch the pillows and scream and like bite the pillow, like, because I want to physically punch something since I can't punch him. And oh my God, he is such a great actor that he makes me feel this way. But yeah, he's a fucking bastard. I know this is, see, Walking Dead brings this out of me because I'm like, this so is so primal and savage. It's just this. I think this is the worst season ever. And that's saying a lot. And I think, you know, they're bringing it and I am enjoying it. I am enjoying hating Negan, but I want to see more. But you know, I'm ready to see more of King Ezekiel. So, yeah, The Walking Dead. Let me know what you think about The Walking Dead. Another show that I am just fascinated with, it's actually on HBO, is Westworld. It's funny to me because growing up, I stayed at my grandfather's and my grandmother's house. You know, old people watch a lot of Westerns. So Westworld is actually based on a movie that came out, I want to say in the 70s. I'm sorry, I didn't do my research. I'm just grab bagging. It was a movie that was done back in the 70s. Basically, it was the same premise with Yul Brynner. The robots went crazy and started killing people. So basically, that's what Westworld is, the new and up-to-date remake. It's actually like Disneyland for adults. I don't know how they created this world within a world, within the universe, inside of Earth. That's all I'm trying to say. So basically, it's just expansive. Like, it goes on for days. It's like being in the Grand freaking Canyon. So these people, rich people, pay money to go to Westworld, where they can live out their fantasies and their dreams on the great frontier, I guess. But these people are a little morbid. They don't just want to, you know, live in the olden times and live a simpler life. No, they want to be straight heathens. Like, they are freaking taking it to the androids. The crazy thing is, whatever they do, whether they are raping or shooting or any little sick fantasy that they have, whatever they do, the robots, once they're shot or killed or maimed, their memories are wiped. So they don't remember what happened to them, and they just keep reliving this cycle. It's like being in the movie Groundhog. So they fix them up and they put them back on the prairie. But it's getting a little twisted. It's a lot of twists and turns. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but it's an amazing show. Anthony Hopkins is in it. He's a main character. It's just great. And again, I know I'm on the androids, but it all flows into each other. People can be assholes, from, you know, the TV show Humans to Alex and Ada to The Walking Dead. Like, we are the worst things. We can be the biggest monsters. We, you know, see Freddy Krueger and Jason and Michael Myers. We are the monsters. When we feel like there are no restrictions and it's a no holds bar, we can do some pretty effed up stuff. Nobody's gonna stop us. Let's do it. Let's see what happens. Let me see if this makes me who I really am. I'm being my truer self. And you got to think about that. If they can put it in a show, there are actual people out there. If they have the opportunities to do what these people are doing in Westworld to an android, something that won't say anything, they won't go to jail, they won't be prosecuted, they won't be judged, 9 times out of 10, some people would do it. So I don't know if I'm looking forward to the future with androids just for the android's sake. Oh, also, there's a nerd moment. So in episode 5, the doctor, I'm just going to leave it loose if you don't know the show. The doctor goes into the abandoned part of the facility, the basement, that they don't use anymore. It's pitch black. So he's walking around with his flashlight. And if you pay attention in the back, you will see an homage to Yul Brynner. There is a decommissioned android in the background dressed totally in black from head to toe. So I think I'm the only one that saw that. I'm such a freaking nerd. So you guys, this has been the first episode of Gadgets and Geekery. Thank you for helping me pop my cherry. And I hope to see you guys coming back to hear me talk about pretty much just nonsense. But it's nonsense that makes me happy. So I'm glad once again that you shared this experience with me. This is Madam Geekery coming to you from Gadgets and Geekery. I also want to let you know, if you would like to advertise on the Gadgets and Geekery podcast, please just drop me an email at gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM to my Instagram, which is Gadgets and Geekery. So until next time, keep being geeky.